Molas, 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 molas. Molas, 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 molas. Molas, molas, molas.
Come and get less with me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rugbiz Podcast, episode 84, unbelievably.
Woo!
And for the 84th time, I'm joined by Mr. Archie Cuz.
One still the pint is face. All I need to get necking it, to get necking
That's
it.
That's an awful chant.
One pint is all I know. I made it
Did
up.
Did you come up with that?
I made it up when I was watching the Sevens and Twickenham. It didn't catch on as well as I thought it would, but it was just the kind of chat. I was just so on it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just singing all kinds of songs.
So go on, the sun was shining Saturday morning. Just take us through what happened.
Oh, Freddie. Honestly, it is. And actually, I'm still going from it. I'm still absolutely buzzing.
I can see, yeah.
Yeah. I've just had the most unbelievable week. I mean, one word to describe it, phenomenal.
Clapham was buzzing, it really was.
It's one weekend of the year where 90% of Clapham migrate to Twickenham and there is just an abundance of bloody good chat. And you know what? Everybody is in fancy dress.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. And they're just having a great time.
Did you go 300 still or not?
Yeah. I went as Jared Butler.
And what are the other boys, guys? Because you were there cleft in that.
They all went as dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Like big inflatable dinosaurs. Oh, yeah. And so I looked like Jared Butler, just taking his four dinosaurs. And it was just
What, were you like chasing them around the stands and stuff?
It was just so funny. And like everyone was in fancy dress, Freddie. Except these two guys I met in the stadium.
Yeah.
Who, fair play to him, they're in bloody good shape. And they just turn up in shorts and t-shirt with a little bit of a necklace on top. But when I got talking to them, I understood they were there to pull.
Okay.
And that made sense.
Well, what happened? Because I saw loads of middle class, quite good looking girls going there.
Yeah.
Nice little outfit. I mean, surely you got chirps.
I reckon those two guys would have done some damage.
But did you not do any damage?
No.
Why not?
When you go to Twickers, okay, for the Sevens, I'll take you next year.
Yeah.
It's just about getting on it.
With the boys.
Yeah. Just getting on it. Put it this way, from the moment you wake up, you're drinking, okay?
Right.
And then you get on the train, and for instance, on my train carriage, they were just like 20 blokes dressed as air hostesses. They're not even girls, and they don't even work for an airline.
Well,
that's the kind of stuff that was going on.
Were you drinking on the train?
Yeah. There was just this one guy on my tube, Freddie.
Yeah.
Who was just drinking pints. The whole carriage was like, ooh, oh! Every time he drank it.
That must have got quite tiring.
And it didn't get boring after 10 times.
Really?
No, it actually got more fun. Well, after everyone was like, oh, one more! Yeah. One more! I sat very sadly, I saw that guy about 2 hours later receiving medical treatment.
Oh, crap. Was he all right?
Well, who knows? When you're drinking that much lager in that space of time, you know, that can be dangerous. Our thoughts and prayers go with him.
Nice.
But anyway, mate, we just had the loosest time.
And what were the other lads like?
So I was there with Clefty,
yeah.
Simba and Weta, and then Clefty's mate from the army, Baz, was there as well.
What was he like?
I tell you what, Freddie, I've never met anyone that's in the military who has bad chat.
Go and tell us about it.
Oh, mate, this guy Baz was on the next level. He was like Bear Grylls.
Whoa.
I mean, he could put it away.
Yeah.
Big unit. But he'd seen some stuff, mate, and he showed me quite an interesting thing, because I don't know if you know, Twickers, the loo situation is pretty dire. You know, all the cubicles are full all the time.
Right.
But Baz showed me this secret shit. So basically, he sniffed out areas around the stadium where you could just go, and genius, he brought loo roll with him. So he was
shitting in random bits of Twickenham.
Yeah. But when you need to go, you need to go.
That's
you don't want to queue. So yeah, we had areas dotted around the vicinity. So he showed me that. It was brilliant.
That's
so
horrible.
And actually, that became the basis of mine and Baz's chat. We just like walk up to each other, like smash. We'd be like, mate, we're doing a secret shit. And we just go together and just have shits together.
God, that sounds horrible.
Really, really good fun. Like, we really bonded over it as well. And he's telling me he does shits everywhere.
Christ.
You name it. Done on a dance floor, done at a wedding.
Doesn't sound that secret, though.
Done it in a car. He, I think it's his thing.
Right, it sounds like it is his
thing.
Yeah,
he did
what
say
a weird thing to have as well.
The army boys call him shitter, and that's probably why.
Well, talking about you know, obviously had a good messy day with the boys, shitting everywhere. But what happened? Because I saw Northcote Road in the evening, and it looked crazy. Did you make it there?
No, I did not. Well, Freddie, I mean, I was drinking from about 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beer, wine, shots, Pims.
Bodily fluids, I imagine.
Wine.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't really eat, obviously, because I was trying to keep in good nick.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no top on.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, I was completely out of it because I'd been shitting all day. So I had nothing in
especially
me.
Especially got a good dirt.
And so the boys got on my phone and ordered an Uber. Typical them. I've got an Uber Lux. They've been Uber Lux all the way from Twickenham to Clapham. And then Baz, aka Shitter, decided to just crack on all the way down to Plymouth.
What, on your cab?
Yeah. So I woke up, hungover, but had a really good day with a 567 bill. And I was just like, oh my God, I've been bantered.
Live from Clapham, with the latest sporting, business, music and cultural news, this, ladies and gentlemen, is Clapham News.
This is Clapham News on June the 2nd. Here are your headlines from around Clapham. Police are asking for witnesses to come forward after two crayons were seen making love on Clapham Common at 4 a.m, which is strictly prohibited. Although the Elizabeth line opened last week, data still shows that more high net worth individuals with bloody good banter still take the Northern line. And in fashion, this week we're recommending wearing your necklace on top of your t-shirt. It's just a bloody good look. And also, if you're looking for the perfect t-shirt this summer to wear your necklace on, why not wear a Beaufort and Blake t-shirt?
Use the code for more lash and 15% off all Beaufort and Blake clothing.
And lastly in sport, with all summer festivals being cancelled on Clapham Common this summer, the CEO of Clapham is to announce a Summer Sevens tournament coming in August to the Clapham Common, where fancy dress is compulsory. You're welcome.
Daddy daycare, you better beware. A baby's on the way, but Archie don't care. It's time to sit back and rewind, try and plan out the line, because the baby's on time.
So Archie, of course, we're back again to try and make you a better man and a better father.
Yeah,
more importantly.
I'm really starting to love this section because it is getting me ready for fatherhood, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Found last week really, really interesting.
Well,
and a lot of people DM'd me afterwards saying that I possibly might have read incorrect information on Instagram, which I think it's false.
Well, you seem to be doing that every week, Archie, but obviously we've done this twice now, and both times it's been a bit of a failure.
Yeah, well, this week I've actually been trying to just find out what kind of routine a baby can do. Not so
That's
much
good.
On the sleep side of it or the eating side of it.
Okay.
Just want to know what possibly they could do weights-wise.
Weights-wise?
Yeah, so I found a very well-known kids shop on the Northcote Road, which is a great road, by the way,
Trotters,
called Trotters. Right? Yeah, Trotters. So I'm going to give them a call and just see if they stock weights.
Trotters Northcote, how may I help?
Hi there. It's Archie Curzon here, the CEO of Clapham. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Amal.
Hi, Amal. Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Looking forward to the Jubilee weekend?
Well, I'll be working, so I don't know how exciting it'll be.
shame. I'll be on the lash. Anyway, look, I'll just give you a call just to see if it was possible, if you guys stock children's weights for sort of a child between so 6 months and 2 years old, like whether you sell weights in your shop.
Weights?
Yeah, like a sort of bench press, chest press, some free weights and maybe some kettlebells.
I don't think we sell that.
Oh. What about swim shorts? Because obviously if they're ripped, then I want them in some bloody good, decent swim shorts to the beach. Because I'm in seriously good nick, so I want them to look in as good shape as I am. Because I'm not with the mother, by the way. I'm raising it as my own, single parent. Just the cross I bear.
Just you and your son out on the beach.
Yeah. Well, he's not born yet, but that's the plan. That's the plan. This time next year, we'll be in Vadalobo on the beach, both looking absolutely ripped.
Hold on, let me get an expert in 1 second.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, what is this problem?
Well, it's not really a problem. Just trying to figure out where I can buy weights for a child.
What weights, as in lifting weights?
Yeah, like kettlebells, bench press, chest press, some free weights, and maybe some resistance bands. I don't know. Depends what kind of... I don't know what he'll be into yet.
Yeah, I would say JD Sports, not Trotters.
JB Sports. Okay. What on earth is that? I'll write that. Where would I find a JB Sports? I'm Clapham based.
Junction is a JD Sports.
Oh, right, okay. I'm not familiar with it. Okay, I'll have a look. And they've got children's weights, have they?
No idea. That's a sports shop. They might have. I'm not too sure. We're not a sports shop.
Ah, okay. I just thought you'd stock baby weights. Okay, you don't. No, just before I go, you don't do any sort of children's creatine, do you? Protein powder?
No, we don't.
Okay, no problem. Well, look, thank you so much. Love and champagne. Love and champagne.
So, Archie, now it's time to reveal our secret guest for this week.
Oh, mate, I'm excited.
Who do you think it is?
I have no idea, but I've got a fair play to you. You've done bloody well, the guest recently.
Okay, well, I'll give you a little clue. It's a British and Irish line.
Mako Vinopola.
No, sadly not.
Billy Vinopola.
No, sadly not.
Okay.
He's Scottish.
Greg Laidlaw.
No, not Greg Laidlaw, Archie. Don't be silly. You call yourself the magician.
Yeah.
This man is the crucial clog, the crucial partner to Finn Russell.
Oh, it's Finn Russell?
No. Oh. It's Ali Price.
Oh. Okay.
Well, you sound a bit disappointed.
Well, that's like a second rate Finn Russell, but great.
Ali Price. He's a British man. Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait. Okay, man, I'm actually bloody excited. Let's get him to put the ball in the scrum and see if he can flick me some banter. Great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love the colour of your microphones as well.
Firstly, you know, and we do ask all our guests this, have you ever heard of the CEO of Clapham, Mr. Archie Curzon? I mean, he says he's Ryan Wilson's best mate. So
rugby royalty.
No, I've never.
Well, you're in for a treat. You really are in for a treat. So let's crack on, Freddie. Let's get this banter on the road.
Well, I know quickly, and we have to say Archie's been obsessed with Hugh Jones' girlfriend for a while.
She is beautiful.
But now she's become his fiancée.
It was the worst news I'd had for a long time when they got engaged.
And he's taken you've taken a liking to Anika, haven't you? I keep catching you on her Instagram. Ali,
I can't help it. It's there, you know, it's on Instagram. You're there to look. Why not?
Do you want her to come say hello?
Well, yes. Maybe at the end of the podcast, that'd be great. That'd be a great way to finish it.
Yeah. But Ali, can you reveal to us how you both met? Because I know she's a professional in her own right, you know. So can you tell us how you sort of met?
We met through Instagram, social media.
Great way.
Seems to be the way these days, the modern way. I got a couple of times I slid in and it didn't quite go to plan, but you know, got to be persistent, and eventually we managed to meet up and got on really well, and the rest is history. There we are.
Well, Pricey, I don't know how much you know about this podcast, third biggest rugby podcast globally, and there are a lot of young guys who are listening, aspiring to be, you know, rugby players or semi-professional rugby players like myself. And that's a real good lesson for everyone. Like, if first you don't succeed, try again. And that's not just with rugby, fitness, work. It's also with girls. Just keep going, because eventually they will give in.
But Pricey, does it pain you that you've sort of played rugby at the highest level for Scotland, for the British and Irish Lions, and yet she has double the amount of followers as you do?
I mean, no, not really, to be honest, because I think, like, getting to know her and all the rest of it, I think, like, Annie especially, she's worked incredibly hard to get that. And obviously that is her job, that's her work, and that all helps to get her jobs as well. So, no, I'm incredibly proud of her. But at the same time, yeah, it's quite annoying that I've only got half the amount of followers that she's got. Well, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also an influencer, you know, banging on the door of 60,000 followers on Instagram. And Freddie, that's the thing. No one really sees the work I do behind closed doors to provide.
What kind of work are you doing?
Absolutely stellar chat, week in, week in out. You know, like, you know, people can't believe it. The number of emojis I get after I release a story of laughing faces, claps, you know, it makes it all worth it, really.
Well, Ali, we've spoken to a couple of your teammates.
We have. We really have.
Who are friends of the show. And they've said since the turn of the year, they haven't seen you. You don't come out anymore. You've fallen deeply in love. You never come out partying. I mean, what is going on? Because that doesn't sit well with Archie.
Well, it doesn't, because I had a friend called Chopsy who was one of my best mates when I first arrived in Clapham. And then he decided to get with this girl, and then that was it. The chat went down the drain. He moved to Putney and never seen him since. I mean, it is disgusting.
I think you have to find a balance, and you also have to, you know, you have to grow up, you have to move on with your life. And, you know, a relationship as well is all about compromise and, you know, finding the balance. I'd be interested to know who the people were that, you spoke to, because
quite a lot of people. Yeah. We've done a research.
We know a lot of the Glasgow boys. We're actually coming up there in a couple of weeks.
We are. We're hopefully coming up to do some training with you guys.
Oh, are you?
Danny Wilson's a big fan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll see you at training then.
Yeah, can't wait. I've got a couple of drills. I'm a fly half, Pricey, so don't worry. I'm not here to take your place.
Are you like a take it to the line and challenge, or a distributor?
I think the most incredible thing about me is I'm very adaptable. You know, I can sit in that pocket. I have great hand from the ball, but I also can run the line. I'm like Danny Cipriani, but just with absolute banter. You know, I don't write deep quotes on Instagram. I just deliver chat.
But you don't have the beautiful girlfriend he's got.
No, beautiful wife. She's a beautiful wife.
Victoria Rose, if you're listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, lots of love. Archie
Sips, if you're listening, he's probably meditating, but he might catch this a year down the line. I hope you're doing well, mate, in America.
But Archie, you know, you were saying you have problems with teammates who get girlfriends because you're nearly 40.
No. I'm in my early 30s.
Oh, you're in your
30s. And I'm in the prime of my life. Okay. You know? I CrossFit on a regular basis.
But how would you punish a teammate if they stop showing up for socials? Because you live for that.
I don't know. I mean, look, with Pricey, he's a phenomenal player. You know, I'd probably put my arm around his shoulder and say, "Listen, mate, okay, enough's enough. I know she's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. I've been looking at her Instagram quite a lot. But Pricey, don't forget the boys, you know. It's what makes us. It's what's going to make us a success." And then I'd say, "Look, why don't you come over here and we'll do a bum funnel together?" And I'd squat over. I'd say, "Look, just you and me. We'll go to the corner. I'd squat down and then let the Guinness go between my bum cheeks. Pricey would be underneath and it would drop into his mouth. And I'd say, "Look, how good does that taste?" And Pricey would say, "That is absolutely lovely, yeah." And then we'd say, "Look, that's what you're missing out on." And I think then that would teach him a lesson. You know, it's all about compromise to your teammates.
Does that sound good, Ellie?
What have I signed into it?
Well, this is just pure rugby banter.
Ellie, you know, you say it's all about growing up, but Rhino was telling us that you've got a pet rabbit and a hamster. So how much shit do you get from the lads for that?
Initially, people tried to give me it tight, take the piss, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you have a pet and it's, you know, it's Flo, our bunny, is like a dog or like a cat would be to someone else. You know, it's like, it's my pet. And, you know, you can slag it off. You can take the mick that it's a bunny. But to me, it's, she's quite a character and all the rest of it. So I don't really care. Like, I embrace it. And like now people are like, "Oh, how's the bunny doing?" You know, it's not that I've weathered the storm of it being a joke. And now. We've got a hamster, Mr. Bean, who's just back in that corner there.
Oh, it's delightful.
And yeah, Florence the bunny, who's in the kitchen currently.
I get that. I went to boarding school with a guy who had a pet peacock, and he used to take it for walks quite a lot. And actually, we all became very, very aroused by it in a way. Not aroused, but you know, we really enjoyed it. It was nice to know.
But I mean, the other day, Rhino said there was a photo of you taking the rabbit for a walk with a lead around its neck. I mean, is that true?
Yeah, that was her first walk outside.
What a moment! I'm having a child, my first child. Yep. By the way, with a girl I met in Furnace, she's leaving. I'm looking after it by myself. But I can imagine when my child does walk for the first time, it'll be very similar. I'll definitely get that stuff off on Instagram.
Don't put a lead around its neck, though.
I don't know about that. I think my father
more of a harness.
I mean, I'm hoping he's going to be a formidable rugby player. I'll probably put some weights on his legs just to make sure that, you know, he starts off seriously strong. Actually, write that down. Look for baby weights for the legs. Write that down. There must be something on Amazon.
Well, Ali, let's go back in time because we are going to celebrate your career, an incredible career so far. You grew up in Norfolk, and apparently the lads call you Aha Lee Price, you know, in homage to Partridge. But you went to school in Cambridgeshire, a private school after all. What was it called, and what are your sort of best memories from your time there?
Yeah, I went to Wisbeach Grammar School, so it was a small school in Cambridgeshire.
Yeah, minor private school, yep.
And it was the kind of school that, like, the same sort of 20, 30 boys played first 15 rugby, first 11 hockey, first 11 cricket. Small school. I loved school, to be fair. Everyone got on with everyone. Just cut about, to be fair.
They really are the best days of your life, aren't they?
I loved school. I know a lot of people don't like school or had a tough time or whatever, but for me, like, I loved it. It was brilliant fun.
I think the thing is, when you're good at sport, like you and me, you know, at school, you just run the roost. Like, if you're good at sport, you genuinely have a good time at school. If you're shit and you're into drama, tough luck. You know, you'll probably do all right in later life, but there's nothing better than going through the quad, seeing your name on the board, you're playing in the first, and then you just turn around and say, again.
I think it helps with a lot of stuff. Like, academically, I probably wasn't the greatest, like pretty average and all the rest of it, but you're right, sport definitely helps,
and it helps a lot with the cheekers, I imagine.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You get invited a lot. I don't know if you had the same thing, but I got invited to a lot of spin the bottles when you play, because they just, you know, they know you're good looking, you know, you can snog, so you're keen.
Pricey, before gracing Glasgow, moving up, you know, you played a bit for the amateur Scottish team Ayr, or in the Scottish Prem, I should say. Sounds like a pretty loose, old-fashioned club. How old-fashioned, how loose was their initiation ceremony? Can you take us through it?
I don't think I did a proper one at Ayr. I played for Stirling County, though, the season before. That was, like, my first like Scottish Premiership club up here. And I did the initiation for them. That was the whole get naked, grab a mate, get cling film together, back to back.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Big old bottle of Strongbow in your hand. Get rid of it as quick as you can. If your mate's sick and pulls you over, that'll make you sick, and you got to pull them over your back, like that kind of vibe. Yeah. If you're last, you've got a mini bottle of whiskey to do, or you know, the more sick, the better, basically.
Yeah, that's quite a good game for pre-lash before going out. Sometimes I've always got quite a lot of clean from in my kitchen. So sometimes when some of the boys come round and they're playing beer pong in their V-necks, I just say, guys, let's all get naked, let's get clean round, and just see how much lash we can take on board. And it's great. And then we'd like stumble into infernos. We're smashed. And the best thing is we've got 4 hours to get even more pissed. It's great.
Well, Pricey, did you ever come down to London? Have you been to infernos? Have you been to Clapham?
I've been to infernos once. All I remember was the carpet, the state of the carpet.
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't it quite sticky? And
it's worn in. It's had a lot of use. It's brilliant. It's one of those old school semi-professional pitches. You know, it is. You have to graft in there, you know. Sometimes I wear my studs in there just to make,
better traction on the dance.
Yeah, better traction. And it's just a good look. It's actually a tip I say to people who are sort of amateurs, like, you probably want to wear your studs or your molds when you go there first time. Just get used to the surface. Commercial break.
May I wish upon a star, but it didn't seem to go too far. Try to be fashionable, but the guys just laughed in bars. Girls don't want to be with me, guys don't want to chill. Want to make me always swallow bars and fruit is yellow pill. And I'm poisoned and I'm angry and I can't find it out. I'm trying to find a way that the girls don't look at me with doubt. Way that they don't flutter their eyelids and try and say, yo, this guy's the biggest loser we've ever seen since Crypto. All he's doing is falling apart and falling down and down. He needs some help, but baby, help me, cause I'm fouling and freaking out. I need some love, I need some loss, I need some lawful insight too. I need to work out how to dress and impress girls like you. And then I hear about this company. Hey, for goodness sake, I've seen that billboard 1,000 times. It's Beaufort Blake. They're giving the most fashionable items that you could ever wear, I swear. Looking so hot this summer, all the girls are going, damn, yeah. And then suddenly I'm riding, I'm making money, and I'm fucking too. The girls are sat in my lap, and guess what? I got the crypto too. My crypto's booming like my dick at the end of the night. All the girls are screaming out, saying, I've never had such a good ride. And guess what? I'm new in town, and guess what? I'm here to impress. When I look up, the girl's no longer in her dress. She's dressed to impress. Laying down on my chaise long, and that's not the only thing which is long. And we go long into the end of the night, and I battle like the last night. When I'm going back in my regatta and the last kingdom, trying to work out all the things which I can make my denim, make my dick work, make my love. And thank you both for Blake. I got 50% off thanks to the Ripbiz, for goodness sake. And they put out this code, it's called More Lash. And with more lash, you can get more gash. Ooh, that's a bit rude, but it's true. So believe me, and I believe you too. And if you're a girl, listen to this. Hey, both of them Blake Duke cheekers too. Guess what? We can all come together. I love you, you love me too. Don't forget to use the code MORELASH for 15% off all of Buffer and Blake's incredible summer collection. You're welcome.
The last time I went out in London, I went to The Prince, is it? A place called The Prince?
Yeah.
Lots of influencers there.
Yeah, really good people there. Good set.
Made
good
Chelsea set.
Yeah.
But since I moved up, which is nine years ago now, I've not really been down and out.
What is the Glasgow West End like? Because obviously Ryan was telling us things, but Ryan's fucking old.
Adam Hastings said it was good.
So oh yeah, Hastings was great. Yeah.
It's not like a London. It's not huge. It doesn't take you an hour to get from one side to the other. But there's enough going on, if that makes sense. You go out in the West End. There's bars. There's a couple of clubs. And then if you want something a little bit different, you can go into the city centre.
What do you mean by a little bit different?
What about, can I get a champagne delivered to my table with sparklers? Is there a venue I can do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Write that down. We should find that venue. We should
go. Well, talking about champagne and sparklers, I mean, you're obviously best mates with Finn Russell. He used to play for Glasgow. Apparently, he enjoys the fun things in life. What's the biggest night out you've had with him in Glasgow?
Well, the biggest night out I've had with him wasn't in Glasgow. It was in Dubai. I don't know if you asked him about this. We know about
the night you went to Monaco on a plane with Ryan. That was a big night, wasn't
it? We want to know about Dubai, though.
I don't know if it was Hugh's birthday. I can't remember. Or if he'd...
Was Annabelle there?
Yes, she was. We went out and... Hugh was steaming, and he liked that. Like, he was just getting obsessed with the different characters that were coming out with the bottles. So it was like Avengers night. So every time someone ordered a bottle, it'd be like different fucking characters. Iron Man would come out, or the Hulk, or this or that. And Hugh was just buzzing. And the manager woman that was running the place, obviously, like, they're not daft, are they? Was coming up to him, being like, "Oh, would you like another one?" And he was like, "Yeah, I want the Hulk," and would like just pick something on the list, right? Oh, okay. Not like completely oblivious to the fact that we were going to get the bill at the end of the night. So yeah, that was a big night.
Did Finn get the bill?
Yeah, Finn ultimately picked up the bill that night. It had to be split afterwards because that was hefty.
Wow. Are you like Finn? Do you get the bill? Do you look after the boys?
Yeah, I think me and Finn are very similar. We both got similar names, the magician. You know, we both make it happen on and off the pitch. Yeah, I'm more than happy to cover the boys' lash from time to time. You know, I earn enough in the city, and especially when it's bonus season, I'm like, right, boys, let's go out. Whatever you want, whatever you fancy. And yeah, I'm very similar guys.
And then invoice them the next week.
I will send them an invoice afterwards saying, look, I picked it up, but there is interest on that.
Talking Scotland, you obviously made your debut in late November 2016 against Georgia, not the most romantic of oppositions. But it wasn't at Murrayfield. Can you take us through your memories of that day? And, you know, is there an initiation? How loose was it? Who was Good Valley on the piss?
I think I got the last eight or nine minutes of the game, took a quick tap penalty and had a bit of a run. That was it for me. I'd done it. I'd achieved something that not many people managed to do. And it's something I'd worked really hard to get to that point. My family were all there and were all able to come to the aftermatch dinner. And when you get your cap presented and everything like that, it was incredibly special. Moment, especially at the stadium, and then we came back to Glasgow and we all stayed over in Glasgow and had a good night out. The old, because we don't do it anymore. We used to as like the initiation was you had to have a drink with everyone, so everyone would go to the bar, get a drink, and have a drink with you. So you do sort of 23, 24 drinks if you can manage that.
Isn't it whiskey though? That's what Hugh said.
It's buyer's choice or whoever's bringing it to you. Some of the boys will bring you whiskey, but others it will be a pint or whatever. So
did you manage to stay alive, awake?
I had a good night. We all had a good night.
He's got great stamina.
He's got incredible stamina.
You can tell.
Obviously, you were replacing Greg Laidlaw, a big fan of the pod, follows the pod.
Yeah, and I had an interesting story about Greg the other day.
Go on.
Yeah, I've heard he's extremely well endowed.
Can you confirm that, Ali?
I mean, I couldn't possibly comment.
Well, I've heard it from the horses. I've heard it from someone. Apparently, it's
Tony Bendis.
It's something you should see in a museum. Well. It's incredible. You wouldn't expect it, but my God. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'd love to. I have messaged him consequently saying, can I get a picture? He has not. He's read it, but not come back to me. But that's quite typical, Greg. Yeah. He's in Japan. It's a very different time zone. I'm sure I'll get a picture in the coming days.
The time difference will get you.
Is he still playing?
Yeah, he plays in Japan. And I'm hoping that he will send it. We can get it up on the on the Instagram.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think that will, you know, get some good traction.
Yeah, get some new followers. Well, Finn famously had many blurts and disagreements on the picture, Greg. What are the worst shouting matches, disagreements you've had with Big Finn Russell?
There's only been one. There's been one game where I think it was a warm-up game before the World Cup in 2019. And I went down to box kick it outside the 22. And he goes, you better put this on the fucking money. There's four of them back there. Just as I was about to kick, and I hooked it straight into touch, and I turned around to him and I went, don't you ever fucking say that to me again. I'm under enough pressure as it is to kick it properly.
Did you abuse your number nines or not?
No, I've got a very, very close relationship. He's actually the guy I've clean filmed together the most in my house. So no, we've got a really tight relationship and I trust him implicitly. I just say to him every time, just give me the fucking ball. And he does.
Yeah. I mean, what ten doesn't say that?
Yeah, I just say, give me the ball and watch it happen. And I normally say, your man, Tim. Because I hate tackling these days. I just say, like, your man.
Well, talking Scotland, Six Nations started incredibly well with a victory against the old enemy. And then fell apart quite dramatically for you lads because, you know, everyone had so much hope for a really strong Scotland, even going for the title possibly. What went wrong? And secondly, why weren't you part of that famous six who got in trouble for going out on the piss?
I was.
Oh, you were? Right. Well, that's even better.
Well done. Congratulations.
Well, Ali, let's get into that then.
There's a book in that. That's a great title for the Secret Six. Yeah.
It's a tough one because it's done now and you know, time passes and everyone forgets about it and moves on. For me, it was a massive weekend, 50 caps. We won and we flew straight back after the game in Rome. We flew straight back. We got back about 11, half 11 and just had a few beers, to be fair. It was made into this, or the media have put out their story and a lot of people have kind of ran with it. But essentially six of us went out for a couple of beers and Gregor sort of called Hoggy and was like, come back to the hotel after we'd been there for 10, 15 minutes. And we were like, okay, we better go back, and went back. I know this will probably disappoint you, but that was kind of that, really.
But how come you could only get six lads out of a squad of 30 to get on the piss? That's the more worrying thing, isn't it?
Well, a lot of them are foreign.
Well, and to be fair, if you were kind of Edinburgh based as well, you were able to go home to your families and this and that. So there's a number of reasons.
Do you, looking back on it, Pricey, do you think maybe what would have been a better idea is just to head back to the hotel or someone's house and get some clean film and just fucking go for it behind closed doors?
Yeah, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, talking about planning and sort of the opposite to hindsight, Glasgow sadly lost to Edinburgh recently in the 1872 Cup. And so you guys annoyingly have to play Challenge Cup next year. And you were very unlucky to not go through the semis, you know, after that quarterfinal loss in France. But have you ever been tempted by a move into the Premiership? I know that Gloucester are very, very interested in your services. They're doing incredibly well. You'd be reunited with Charis.
Can't believe there's a guy called Chris Harris that plays rugby. I still can't get over that. And he was on the Lions, you know. I didn't even realise.
No, I know.
Such a
unassuming
name, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like, I don't know, someone who sells stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
But Hastow's down there, Charis. I mean, it seems like all the best sort of Scottish players are slowly leaving and somewhat benefiting by the move.
I re-signed in November and it was an interesting one. Like, I think if something had come up that I felt was going to be right, then it would have been an opportunity to move and maybe try something new. I think what I think a lot of people don't understand is if I went elsewhere out with Scotland, in fallow weeks in tournaments or whatever, I'd be back and playing. You know, I think Chris, Harris, Finn, Hoggy, those boys have played maybe 10, 12 games more than me this year, you know, and you get really well looked after being Scottish and being based at a Scottish club, which I think plays a massive, it has a massive factor in what you, you know, what I want to do as a player. You know, I get given breaks kind of as and when I need them for physically and mentally, I feel good. So I think there's more to it than just, you know, wanting to try something new. I think for me, everything would have to line up to justify it, to be honest.
Archie's got an initiation at the Falcons called the Krusty Loaf. But didn't you used to work at a bakery called the Krusty Loaf?
Yeah, my first ever job was an independent bakery called the Krusty Loaf.
And what were you doing there?
Making bread. I'd be up at 3:30 in the morning, drive half an hour to the bakery and start kneading the flour in the water and getting it in the ovens ready to be sent out at 9:00.
Do you still make your own bread?
No, I've not made any since.
To be fair, you earn a lot of money. You wouldn't. Yeah. That's no point, is there?
How long did he last there, though? What happened?
Yeah, a month. A month, and I did. So the first week, I turned up every day on time. Second week, I slept in two of the days. Third week, two of the days. And then fourth week, I was, wasn't great. I wasn't great at sort of going to bed early and waking up early. But yeah, it was a good experience.
Do you think if you never made it in rugby, you would have gone on to be a baker? What would you have done?
No, Pricey would have definitely been a fitness influencer. I could just tell. He's just, like, you may work.
Do you reckon? Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. It's something I need to start thinking about. Obviously, getting on a bit and...
Get on LinkedIn. LinkedIn. I've got over 11,000 connections on LinkedIn. Pricey, if you need help with it, get on LinkedIn. It's the only way forward. You'll make many connections. You'll find a job somewhere. I mean, someone will give you a job just because who you are. It's brilliant. You just go there, you know, wine and dine clients, reminisce about, you know, playing for the Lions in Glasgow. Yeah. They'll give you the money. And the next thing you know, you're making a shed load of coin.
I'll have to create my LinkedIn page.
Let's quickly talk about the Lions Pricey, because you obviously played a starring role last summer. What was the feeling like to grab that try on your debut for the Lions? I mean, any better feeling in rugby so far?
No, well, maybe playing in the first test would have topped it. But at the time, I was delighted to get over the line, delighted to start a game and, be a Lion, really.
But obviously that took place in the midst of COVID. But so I can imagine the lashing, the social side was restricted. You couldn't go clubbing, all that stuff. But were there any good lash-ups? I mean, any guys who were good value? Who was the loosest on tour for you?
Big Sink, Carl Sinclair. He was great value, to be fair. Great on the mic. We'd have Josh Navidi on the decks. And then Big Sink would be emceeing. It was good crack. Like, you had to make the most of it. We were everywhere was shut. So we were back to the hotel, circle up. Have a few drinks after a game and Navs and Big Sink on the mic. It was good crap.
Who was the weirdest on that tour? There must have been one weirdo.
Tom Curry.
I mean, Tom Curry is a bit of a strange bloke. Like, I mean, he's harmless, but he was just, some of the stuff he goes out was a bit weird.
Hamish Watson said that Rhys Zammit was very good at telling everyone how good he was.
He's very confident for a young guy. Like, I mean, but he'd kind of cracked rugby at 8 years old, hadn't he? You know, Wales just won the Six Nations and all the rest of it. He, like, you know, he'd been on a meteoric rise, and you know, I couldn't, as a 20-year-old, imagine being selected for the Lions. You know, it's crazy.
Does he have jet, or does he have no jet? Does he have jet, or does he have no jet? Does he have jet, or does he have no jet? Gonna ask those questions now. Does he have chat? Does he have no chat? Does he have chat?
Greg Laidlaw.
Oh, yeah, chat.
Stuart Hogg.
No chat.
Duhan van der Merwe.
No chat.
Anthony Watson.
Chat.
Mauro Itoje.
No chat.
Tom Curry.
Chat.
Dan Bigger.
Chat. I got one with Biggs as well.
Charis.
Chat.
Hamish Watson.
Chat.
And Bundy Aki.
Yeah, chat.
Wow.
It's a good amount of chat.
That's a good amount of chat. Ali Price, we wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Love and champagne, Pricey.
Send our love to Anika. Yeah. Send our love to all the Glasgow
and
boys.
And Mr. Bean. And Mr.
And Bean. Mr. Bean. And the fluffy little rabbit. And we look forward to seeing you in Glasgow in a couple of weeks for some training.
Oh, that was brilliant, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I think you surprised all of us.
Yeah.
What
good
an
guess.
Absolute
good,
legend.
Good guy. Good guy.
Yeah. You guys are loving each other. He's loving your shitty little gig.
He would do very well in the city.
Really?
He's well put together. Slick haircut.
Yeah.
In good nick. He's a smooth operator.
I'm trying to get his missus out though.
Yeah, I think he just needs to sort of just man up a little bit.
Yeah, and what about the rabbit?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, that is odd. That's quite Putney of him. Yeah. But fair play. If he just gets you know what happens? You initially fall in love quite quickly, hard. Yeah. You sacrifice everything, and then later in life, you know, things settle down. He'll be back out with the boys. I'm confident. I'm going to send him an email in the morning.
Chassis and chicas, welcome to my question time. You're welcome.
Welcome to my question time. Baby girl, I'm feeling fine, but time for question comes alive. I need to help you fucking thrive. Need to help you grow and find. AAA, you know what time. Something here to heal your mind. Archie Gerson's question time.
So Archie, to finish off after that wonderful interview, we've now got your favourite section we've ever created.
Yeah.
Archie's question time. Yeah. Even better than Clubhouse Stories, which I never thought I'd see the day.
It is so good, this section. You it's very it. Serious. Can we get maybe like a news gong?
Yeah, sure.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I do love a gong.
You do. You're obsessed with gongs. Well, look, we've got a couple of ones.
Oh, okay. I know I don't want to be cheeky or presumptuous, but do you think I can get one more dog just because it is a very good section?
Well, we've got quite a few questions
Come
coming.
Come on, one dog.
Okay,
Give
fine.
Me
one
dog.
More and then we'll go into it.
Ooh, that was almost better than the first dog.
So our first one comes from a certain Alejandro. Here we go.
Alejandro.
Hey, Archie. I just wanted to know what you think of business degrees.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I love those kind of questions. I think me and him would be really good friends. What do I think of business degrees? I think they are superb. Yeah, they are so money because they will, in turn, make you money. Doing any degree in university is great. So, I mean, I didn't do one, but I was born into a business family. So I was naturally good at business.
Right, well, this one comes from Christian McAlrath.
Hi, Archie. I hope this finds you well and your Q2 is progressing positively. Listen, I'll keep it short and sweet and straight to the point, just like in business. For like a young buck, like myself, what is the key to making a lot of coin going straight into the city from college/university? Advice would be really appreciated. Many thanks.
Sometimes, Freddie, because I have such a young demographic
and all
these guys in school, university are following me, I do sometimes feel like Jesus. I have this responsibility to guide the next generation into the city. And it's a really good question. I mean, he sounded fairly well spoken. I imagine he went to a good school. That's my demographic.
Mm.
I would just say find out from your family members, your friends' family, like who works in the city, approach them for work experience, but get paid for it. They'll give you a job at the end of the day. You'll start making coins straight away. Simple as.
And to finish off, a bit of a special for us, actually, we've got a certain Harriet Smith asking a question.
Oh.
A lovely little cheeky to finish off.
I love girls talking to me.
So here we go.
So we're coming up for the Jubilee, obviously, and that means there's only one question on everybody's minds. The classic English scone. Are you a cream or jam first kind of guy?
Wow, that was quite exciting.
Yeah, that was. Wow,
she's got a great voice.
Mate, get back to her and ask what her number is.
Yeah, we'll do.
Woo! I feel kind of. I can feel tingling.
Yeah.
That was an amazing voice note.
Yeah, the way she said cream. Jesus Christ. Wow. Okay.
See if she's looking for a job. I'll get her as my nanny. She seems highly qualified.
Yeah.
Great question. For me, Freddie, it's cream first, jam second.
Well, Archie, what a joy that was. Ali Price, hero amongst men.
Really, really enjoyable. We are in the form of our lives.
We are. We're doing so well. Maybe it's the sunshine.
I just think the podcast is next level.
It really is.
I tell you who would have enjoyed that.
Who?
Garth. Ollie Locke and Garth would have absolutely loved that.
Yeah.
Because I think they would have enjoyed last week. It was something different, a boxer. But I know how much they love the rugby.
Yeah, middle class men.
So,
wonderful,
fingers crossed. You know what? I really, really want all that Made in Chelsea crew to come on the podcast. Because I tell you what. They have got some really good chat. There's a guy called Julius Cowdery.
Oh, yeah, the fake
I'll
singer.
I message him. What a good guy.
Is he going to come on?
But hopefully, fingers crossed. His content.
Do you like his music?
Oh, my God. He's a brilliant singer.
Do you like
first it? And foremost.
Do you like it?
And his content, on Instagram, TikTok. Oh my God. The guy, yeah.
Well, is he the kind of guy you want to have a beer
you
with?
You can't imagine he wouldn't have chat on this podcast. Love to get him on. I know he's a big fan, follows me on Instagram. And yeah, I'm really hoping him, Ollie Locke and Garth are my dream guests. Well, just to have a bit of banter, just to pick their minds, you know, would be an absolute honour because you'd probably learn something.
Big shout out
because we did it last week and I know people loved it. Big shout out to Ollie, Garth, Julius, and all that crew.
All the men in Chelsea, we love you.
Really, really good people.
So Archie, I've got to ask you before you go, next weekend, the 70th anniversary of Her Majesty the Queen on the throne. Yes. Everyone's going back to their families across the country to celebrate. Are you doing the same?
I love Queenie. I love Queenie. I don't know if she listens. Does she have Spotify? Okay, well, Queenie, thank you so much for your service. You are one of the best cheekers out there to do it. Fred, I'm trying to organise a street party on Thursday with everyone on my train.
Everyone replied?
No, quite a lot of people are going home. They're going back to their family. So I think there's three or four of us. So I think we might just do it in my garden. But it still will be really good fun. Albert's going to be there.
Is he okay now?
Yeah, absolutely. Back to it. Yeah, it was good. Round this Sunday. Giving me a quick shave with my lawnmower 4.0.
Lovely.
Big shout out to Albert. He's doing bloody well, actually. And then I've messaged Alistair about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday just to get his availability. Yet to hear from him, but fingers crossed one of those days and catch up. I think Hector's going to see him on Sunday, and I know that he doesn't like just the two of us being there. He likes to concentrate on one.
Yeah, normally Hector.
Hector always gets in there first. Yeah. He's so good at that.
Yeah.
But he's got my dad's work mobile. That's the difference.
I
don't like talking to my dad on work basis. I'm only directed.
What did your dad say when you told him you were having a baby, by the way?
I haven't actually broken the news to him yet.
You haven't?
I want to see him in person. I think he'll be immensely proud. Yeah.
Really? He won't be disappointed that you're giving birth to a bastard son?
He's got seven grandchildren, so I think this would be the eighth. That would make a pack.
Right,
so okay. I think he'd be really happy. But yeah, mate, really excited for the Jubilee. Can't bloody wait. And you know what, Fred? I'm just in a really good mood at the moment. Things are going well. The sun is out. I've been playing a bit of touch. I've got some great necklaces to put on top of my shirt. You know, I'm on the lash. I'm doing well in business. The Jubilee's coming. It's just great. It's just great stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's incredible. Well, Archie, I'll let you go because obviously you've got a busy week ahead work-wise and this garden party, which is currently looking quite miserable.
What are you doing? Do you want to come around?
I'm going to the big party and then I'm off to the cricket, yeah.
Where are you watching the cricket?
At Lord's. I'm actually going to the cricket, yeah.
Maybe I could. What day is that?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I'm free, not Thursday because I've got a street party.
Yeah.
Friday could be because I don't know. One of those two.
I'll let you know.
Give me a ticket.
I'll let you know.
Where do I get
a ticket? I'll
let you know. I'll message Goffy.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can if you want.
He probably won't turn up.
Shine, shine, let them shine. Hit me with that lion's brass. 10,000 heavens are about to shed their glory. Shine, shine, let them shine. Hit me with that Guggenheim. I'ma tell you everything and how to build a story. Trust in love, my man. You can feel it raining down so early when it's forming. Slide, slide, let it slide. My street is breathing.